VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called kunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? As Doyamot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Hilang sabar di hati dan tak terbendung lagi waktu itu. Lama memang ku tunggu kedatanganmu, sobat karibku. Datang telegram darimu 2 hari yang lalu.
Tunggu aku
di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus. Di depan nada polantas, wajahnya begitu buat tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas, tancap gas sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00. Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam mungkin biasa. Kabar darimu 2 hari yang lalu, tunggu aku di stasiun kereta itu 1:00. Kupacu sepeda motorku, jarum jam tak mau menunggu, maklum rindu. Traffic light aku lewati, lampu merah tak peduli, jalan terus. Di muka ada polantas, wajahnya begitu buat tangkap aku. Tawar menawar harga pas, tancap gas sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00. Biasanya kereta terlambat 2 jam, cerita lama. Sampai stasiun kereta 1:30. Duduk aku menunggu, tanya loket dan penjaga, kereta tiba 1:00.
Dear listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. The song tells a story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava, and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children, love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Meida. Happy listening.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, you have been listening to lots of Indonesian music and even information, our dialogue and many more. Hopefully that this can also improve about your insight and also feel entertained, enjoyable listening to our program and segments, and even our wise word compiled as our quote of the day that also accompanied you, listener. And now I would like to end my time, that I would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program. And don't go anywhere, stay tuned at www.voice.id, because at 12 o'clock p.m. yes, our colleague Rai would like is going to accompany you again. And I am Ahmad Faisal. Have a nice day, listener.
Sedang musikku manis ku dengar. Mungkin kena ku lihat lagi dan si bulu matamu, bibirmu dan rambutmu yang kau biarkan jatuh bergerai di keningmu, makin mengajakku terpana. Kau goreskan kita cinta. Sedang kau tepat di depanku,
apa salah ibuku, hidupku dirundung pilu. Tak ada yang mau, yang menginginkan aku untuk jadi pengobat pilu, untuk jadi penawar rindu, untuk jadi kekasih hatiku. Ke utara tak juga aku berjumpa, dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan tak kunjung aku dapatkan, tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan?
Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang salah kulaku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu tolong aku, kasihani aku, tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku, siapa yang mau? Timur ke barat, selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan, tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah coba?
Nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. An expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis Regency consists of mountains and plateaus. on the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Chiamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Chiamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Patilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Patilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. It's contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the Visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Chiamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Aba Dede. According to him, Chiamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Chiamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Chiamis has basic strength and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, Head of Tourism Office of Chiamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Chiamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Chiamis Regency, since Chiamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Chiamis culture, actually historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. Chiamis traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini panca pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Chiamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Chiamis. ¶¶ The existence of traditional villages in Jamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the Tourism Office of Jamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya kampung kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja, bukan laporan, tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kuta. Based on report from the Marketing Office of West Java Province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Jamis people as Galo Royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galo was a king who loved peace. So it is appropriate that the peace gong is sought at Karang Kamulyan as a milestone of the history of Galuh Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Jamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Jamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan...
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. In terms of cooperation, to support activities in the tourism sector, Jamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Jamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Jamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Jamis with Galuh as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Jamis West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Selalu aku tengah terluka, kala ku tengah gundah, ku akan menjagamu.
Ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Thank you. Aku merasa terlalu terjebak dalam lingkaran membiusku. Namun dorongan jiwa tak sanggup ku tahan. Iblis manakah yang merasuk aku memilih arah ini? Mungkin karena ku merasa tak punya apa-apa.
Here's the news. The Ministry of Home Affairs emphasized the importance of citizens' involvement in the success of COPDES Merah Putih program. Local governments are encouraged to actively engage communities to maximize the program's impact. This initiative aims to strengthen national identity and unity at the grassroots level. The next news. The Ministry of Manpower prioritizes the expansion of apprenticeship programs to enhance workforce skills and competitiveness. Minister of Manpower emphasized that these programs provide valuable hands-on experience for job seekers. This initiative aims to bridge the gap between education and employment opportunities in Indonesia. And that was the news. Boy listener, welcome and still here in Indonesia today, but now in this afternoon session with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And for those of you who want to tune in, you can always tune in through our online streaming in voynews.id, shortwave through 325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, without any further ado, here is Krisye with sentuhanmu.
Bertiup ramah kesyah Tuhan menyapa bagai tenaga kita sama, oh pujaan, tidurlah lelah, telah pelukanku, biar hanya
thank you.